Good morning, and welcome to you and the radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of this program as we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that's said on this program, either favorable or unfavorable, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information given by the announcer. We've been looking at what the Scriptures teach concerning the Sabbath, as opposed to some of the things that we hear others tell us about the Sabbath. There are a number of arguments that are set forth as for the reasons why Christians today should keep the Sabbath. And so I'd like for us in our study today to look at some of those arguments. Some that teach that Christians should keep the Sabbath holy as it is taught in the Old Testament Scriptures. They make a number of arguments, and one argument that we want to look at is the fact that they say God rested on the seventh day and blessed and sanctified it. And indeed he did. According to Genesis 2, verses 2 and 3, God did rest on the seventh day, and he did bless and sanctify. However, there is no scriptural proof that God commanded or authorized anyone to keep the Sabbath day until it was after the Israelites were delivered from the bondage of Egypt. The Sabbath day is first mentioned in Exodus 16, verse 23. And a short time later, in Exodus 20, we see God given the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai, or the other word for Mount Sinai is Mount Horeb. The fact that God blessed the seventh day doesn't prove that Christians should keep the Sabbath today. God blessed Adam and Eve in Genesis 1 and verse 28. He blessed Potiphar's house in Genesis 39 and verse 5. But that doesn't prove anything necessarily about what Christians are to do. And another thing we need to consider, the fact that God sanctified the seventh day is no proof that Christians should keep the Sabbath. God sanctified, and that word sanctified means hallowed, God sanctified the tabernacle and all things that were in it in Exodus 29, verses 44. God sanctified the firstborn of the children of Israel, both man and beast, in Numbers 8 and verse 17. God sanctified a feast that we read about in Joel chapter 1 and verse 14. And we see that God sanctified Solomon's temple in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 16. But one thing that we certainly do not learn from Genesis 2, verses 2 and 3, was when God blessed, and when God sanctified the seventh day. Moses is the writer of the book of Genesis, and it's probably something in the neighborhood of some 2,500 years later, after the creation, that Moses writes that account that we have in Genesis. And he's just simply stating the fact that God blessed and God sanctified the seventh day without telling us when God did that. And another thing, you know, when you look at Genesis 2, verses 2 and 3, here's what it says. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all of his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he had rested from all of his work which God created and made. So you see, the text tells us that God blessed and sanctified. Those two words are in the past tense. He sanctified, he blessed the seventh day. And it tells us why he did, but it doesn't tell us when he did so. And so those who believe that the Sabbath is still binding upon Christians today assume and they assert without proof that Christians should keep the Sabbath today. Another argument that we hear sometimes, the statement is made that the Sabbath was observed by Adam. Well, that's an assumption, pure and simple. There is absolutely no Bible proof that Adam observed the Sabbath day, even if it could be proven that Adam observed the Sabbath, that would not prove that Christians today should observe it. Adam was commanded to dress and to keep the Garden of Eden in Genesis 2 and verse 15. But does that prove that we must do the same? Friends, we're not under the law to Adam, but we are under the law to Christ, 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 21. Then there's an argument that sometimes we've heard that Abraham observed the Sabbath. And they go to Genesis 26 and verse 5, which says, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Well, again, the text absolutely says nothing about the Sabbath or the Ten Commandments. You know, God has given different commandments to different people at different times for different reasons. For example, God commanded Adam, saying, "Thou shalt not eat of it," in Genesis 2 and verse 17. In Genesis 6 and verse 14, Noah was commanded to make thee an ark of gopher wood, along with other commands. In Genesis 6 and verse 22, it says, "Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he." So these commandments that Noah kept had absolutely nothing to do with the Ten Commandments. And here are some of the things that God commanded Abraham to do. He commanded him to leave his country and his kinsmen and go into a land that God would show him. This we read in Genesis 12, in verses 1 through 5. We find that God commanded Abraham to walk through the land of Canaan and to observe it in chapter 13 of Genesis, verses 12 through 17. He commanded Abraham to keep a covenant of circumcision in Genesis 17, verses 9 through 14. And he commanded Abraham to hearken unto Sarah and cast out the bondwoman, Hagar, and her son, in Genesis 21, verses 9 through 12. And, of course, we know that God commanded Abraham to offer Isaac for a burnt offering in the 22nd chapter of the book of Genesis. See, Abraham was obeying God's voice and keeping God's commandments when he did what God told him to do. It was not necessary for him to keep the Sabbath to be obeying the commandments of God, since there is no proof that God ever commanded Abraham to keep the Sabbath. Then there's another argument. You hear it said that the Sabbath is spoken of as a holy Sabbath. Well, yes, that's true in Nehemiah 9, verses 13 and 14. And also in Exodus 16, in verse 23, it mentions the holy Sabbath. However, this doesn't prove that Christians should keep the Sabbath today. You know, we learn from Exodus 28 and verse 2 that Moses was to make holy garments for Aaron. The Israelites were to have a holy anointing oil and a perfume that was pure and holy. Exodus 30, verse 25, and also verses 34 through 37. We also find mention made that the tabernacle and the vessels that were in it were holy. We find this in Exodus 40 and verse 9 and 1 Kings 8 and verse 4. So we may need to ask the question here. Must Christians have holy garments? Must Christians have holy anointing oil or holy perfume? What about a holy tabernacle and the vessels as the Israelites were required to do? You know, I don't know if anybody says that Christians today need to have any of these things, but yet they say that this is the argument that needs to be understood in order to realize that Christians today need to observe the Sabbath day. You know, the firstlings of a cow, a sheep, or a goat could be redeemed because it was holy, according to Numbers 18 and verse 17. So, in view of all of these things, then we have to conclude that the fact that the Sabbath was spoken of as holy does not prove that Christians should keep it holy. Another argument often heard is that the Sabbath is a universal day of worship for all mankind. But again, that's a pure assumption. It's an assumption in that there is no proof. Where is the scriptural proof of that statement? We see, as we have looked at in other things that we've said, the command to keep the Sabbath day holy was given to the Israelites for specific reasons, and it was never given to govern all mankind for all ages. And also note that Moses was speaking in Deuteronomy 5, verses 1 through 22, to all Israel, not to all of mankind, when he gave the command concerning the Sabbath. So that needs to settle it. There's absolutely no scriptural proof that God ever intended that the Sabbath law was to be universal in its application. We've examined so far five arguments that are sometimes made in an effort to try to prove that the Sabbath is binding on Christians today. And as our time is almost up, but before we continue along this same line of study, there is one additional thought about the argument that the Sabbath was observed by Adam. If he kept the Sabbath, it was not because it was one of the Ten Commandments. He did not keep the Ten Commandments. Adam could not have kept all of the Ten Commandments because he had no father and mother to honor, as what was required by the Fifth Commandment. So we have to conclude that the Ten Commandments were not given to Adam. So then, keep that in our mind as we continue to study. We may have time for one other argument. Sometimes the argument is made God blessed the Sabbath day. Yes, God blessed the Sabbath according to what we read in Genesis 2 and verse 3. And again, the statement is made in Exodus 20 and verse 11. But this doesn't prove that Christians should keep the Sabbath day holy, as God required the Israelites to do. We should not assume and assert that it does. You know, in referring to Potiphar in Genesis 39 and verse 5, it says, "The Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake, and the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field." But, you know, this doesn't prove that Potiphar is going to be saved eternally, nor does it prove that God has blessed your house. Do you need to be in Potiphar's house in order to be blessed today? Well, of course not. So it is then that let's understand that no, Adam did not observe the Sabbath. Friends, we see our time is up, and we appreciate so much your listening. We hope that you'll tune in again tomorrow, and it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we turn you to our announcer.